The Watch is the latest and the greatest in pop culture from best friends Chris Ryan and Andy Greenwald. Join them as they discuss TV, movies, music, and much more. Check out The Watch on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com.
Welcome to Jam Session. I'm Juliette Littman.
I'm Amanda Dobbins.
Action-packed episode today, and let's just say it, people. Yacht season, it's happening, and we're loving it. Thank you so much to every celebrity on a yacht somewhere in Europe right now. It's been fantastic to watch. So we'll talk about that. A lot of people dressed up in England over the last week or so, so we're going to get into that. Some Bennifer updates, but first, we have to talk about our favorite, Drake, who really is back. I feel like there's been a lot of Drake lately, and it really culminated last week when he was caught like by a drone camera in the most LA thing ever, having rented out Dodger Stadium for a dinner with his girlfriend.
Right. So Drake, not on a yacht that we know of. I hope it's some point now. It could happen. He could be, but for the purposes of our discussion and the photographs that we will be breaking down on this podcast, Drake is on a date in Dodger Stadium. And so this was spotted by like a local news helicopter who was flying over Dodger Stadium and then noticed two people on the field, actually on the, near the dugout. I want to talk about the placement of the table. And then like zoomed in, you know, like enhance. And it turned out to be Drake and the model Johanna Leia. And they were having just dinner, like a multi-course dinner on a large table inside a very empty Dodger Stadium. Juliet.
Yes, Amanda.
Is this a date that you would want to go on?
Well, I was just going to say it's basically a bachelor date. Like, they've done this. On Ben's season, they did this at, like, the Cubs. And they did it, I think, on Allie's season. And so, no, I wouldn't. It's sort of like, it's kind of like, Drake, did you watch Little Big League or Rookie of the Year? And you're like, this is what I want to do. I just feel like Drake, one of the things that's so endearing about him is that he has and continues to, like, live out his childhood dreams. And I feel like this is probably something he, like, thought was cool since he was a little kid, and then, you know, now he's able to do. But no, there's no vibe for that date. Like, there's no ambiance. I guess if you're like really locked into each other, then it's fun. But like, if we're gonna be solo somewhere with just a table, take me to a beach, you know?
I agree with this. And I will say, Dodger Stadium, probably, I haven't been to every single Major League Baseball stadium. I am by no means an expert in this, but I have been to Dodger Stadium. Beautiful, really lovely. One of the great stadiums.
Yes.
Great place to be. I would love to go on the field at Dodger Stadium. Sounds really fun. Like if someone wants to invite me, probably not with a crowd there. I'd like be pretty stressed out. I have been on the field of it's not the stadium that the Braves play in anymore, but whatever stadium, maybe Turner Field, that the Braves played in when I was 7 years old. I did get to go as a part of a youth choir that I was in to sing the national anthem. So I have been on the field of one Major League Baseball stadium. It was great. Would love to go back for more. Here's the thing. They're not on the field. They're in like the weird dirt by the dugout on just like a random table. It's like a weird picnic situation. When Kanye took Kim on the date. Didn't he propose at Giants Stadium?
Yeah.
And like Lana Del Rey was singing. Yeah. I think that's where the proposal was. Anyway, a major date. They were on the field. You know, they got to use the whole, not even the diamond, but they also used the outfield. But like Drake and his date are honestly, it was like, you guys can go 6 feet past the dugout and then you like, otherwise you're not allowed. And that doesn't seem that fun to me.
Also, don't you want to like be in the grass for like the nice smell of grass? I don't get it.
Totally. I want to be like Brad Pitt at the end of Moneyball, just like rolling around on the grass by myself, being like, what should I do with my life? Should I go to the Red Sox and make a lot of money, or should I stay here and believe in my statistics? I don't know. It just really seems like they have some takeout on a weird IKEA table, like next to the, and like, I can't tell,
that's another really good point. Like, who catered? Because I don't think Drake and Johanna Leia are having like Dodger dogs. Like, I'm just really curious what food it was.
No, they're definitely not. There's like plating. There are flowers. Like, they've tried to do something. Johanna's wearing a personalized Dodgers jersey. That's another thing. If I'm going on a date and someone's like, here, I got you some personalized merch to wear on the date, but I'm not wearing any merch, I don't know. That's not for me. I'm not really a merch person. That's okay. Like, I know I'm just old. I'm out of times. But I also, you and I are not costume people.
Certainly
and I don't
not.
Really
but,
like.
But I'm a big monogram person. So if you get me something with my name on it, I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, but it's like you get all dressed up. You're ready to go to a date. Like, you show up. You've spent a lot of time and effort. And someone's like, hey, here's this oversized like large, like theme shirt for you to wear. I don't know if it's going to look cute on me. And I'm also like, no, I want to make decisions for myself. I don't want to wear whatever you're asking me to wear. I don't know. I would be very stressed out by that.
I understand.
She's a good sport. She wore it.
If she put a lot of effort into her outfit and Drake was like, here, wear this, it would be annoying. But it's like an open, I don't know. I just kind of think personalized baseball jersey is kind of like best case scenario of merch on a date, because it's sort of like just hangs on you. It's just open. It's not like you don't have to mess up your hair by putting it over your head. I feel like there's a lot of pros to the baseball jersey.
Yes. So it just like starts to look a little like caftanny, which I like a caftan, but you got to style it appropriately. I don't know. Again, I just like, don't surprise me with like wardrobe. Okay.
Here's my next question for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Were these really paparazzi shots, or did Drake, since someone tip someone off so that this would get caught on camera?
It's a great question. Again, I don't know that this is a paparazzi shot. This was tweeted by ABC7 helicopter reporter Chris Christie.
Right, right, right.
And the photo is of Drake
Not
and Johanna.
Chris Christie, by the way.
No, right, right. Chris Christie, like Christie, okay? No E at the end. You know what? You got to distinguish yourself. It's great
branding.
Absolutely. So, like, Drake and Johanna are like looking up at the helicopter, as one does in Los Angeles when yet another damn helicopter
so
is flying
loud.
Too low and loud and like maybe circling and absolutely ruining your vibe all of the time. It's a real problem. And so they're looking at the helicopter like, what are you doing? And that's it. That's all we have. So I agree with you that it seems unlikely. I've never been in a helicopter. Have you ever been in a helicopter?
I did a helicopter ride in Hawaii.
Okay. Ooh, in Kauai of the Nepali coast.
Yeah. And
I've never done it.
They fly you over where they film Jurassic Park and play Park music in the headphones.
I love it.
It's really great.
By the way, can I just say that the Hacks episode?
Okay.
When Caitlin Olsen plays
I haven't seen it.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
It's okay. But I just want to say, like, I took a really hard stance against Hacks. I've talked about this on Bachelor Party a lot, where I was just like, everyone is fucking telling me to watch Hacks.
Okay.
I don't like comedy by comedians for comedians. Like, I like comedy, but I just don't like comedians. So I was like, there's a lot of barriers for me in this show.
I agree with you, by the way. I stand against comedians, but continue.
I'm just like, trying to date in Los Angeles will really turn you against comedians. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I will not be watching this show. However, I have a flight today. A 6-hour flight. And I was like, I need something to watch. Maybe I'll watch Hacks. So I downloaded 5 episodes.
So I kind of just spoiled the best moment for you, but like, hopefully it'll bring you joy when it happens. It brought me a lot of joy. Two things I'll say. Number one, I also, I like really hate comedians. And like probably to the point that I'm probably anti-comedy, like most things that comedians think are funny. I'm just like, no, like
me too.
Please keep your, I think you could leave your, you should leave conversation just like away.
I don't even know
me.
What that is. I don't want, I know it's what it like is, a, like I'm not involved. Amanda, I had Jared Freed, this comedian, on Bachelor Party to talk about The Bachelor, and he was recommending hacks. And I was like, sorry, he's a comedian. I was like, I don't like comedians. I won't be watching this show.
Okay. So another difficult thing is that it's set in Las Vegas. And you and I both really hate the desert.
Yeah.
And like, and as I was watching Hacks, I was thinking about how upsetting the desert is to me. I just feel really uncomfortable there all the time. And I have some like, and like, as I was watching it, it was just really, I don't know what to say, guys. This is crazy, but it's a podcast. Like, there's just something about the landscape and the dryness. And I just start feeling really hopeless. I'm just not topographically aligned with the desert, or I guess like, what climate, you know, is it topography?
Sure.
Is it like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like the biozone, you know,
the
what I'm saying?
Ecosystem, the biosphere.
Sure. All of those things. It's just not really for me. And also this is like a show that all people are like, oh my God, Hacks. It's so great. I'm always really skeptical of them.
Me too.
That Damn. Said, I did really enjoy it because at the end of the day, it's just like slightly nicer Devil Wears Prada. Oh. And do you know what I love? The Devil Wears Prada.
Check it out on the rewatchables, only on Spotify. Okay, fair enough. Anyway, I've been on a helicopter ride in Hawaii. Since Kobe Bryant died, I won't be doing that again. I feel like, but yeah, I just...
So I was asking because I don't really know. I guess, you know, I don't know what you can see from a helicopter, you know? And I don't know whether it's like facial recognition is possible at the elevation that the helicopter is flying over Dodger Stadium. Now, the helicopters in Los Angeles fly really low. It's sort of indefensibly low. So maybe with Zoom, you can figure it out. Maybe you're just like, huh, people are on a date. You take a picture and then, you know, you do your little thumb thing and notice
it's
that
it's probably like, oh, there's a date happening here at Dodger Stadium. Right. Who is it? And then lo and behold, it turns out to be Drake in Los Angeles. So it's not that weird. One of my other questions is about how Drake gets to Dodger Stadium, because it's like probably one of the most inconvenient places for celebrities. Like, just really hard to get to. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there wasn't a game, so the in and the out wasn't a problem. But like, one of my least favorite things in the world is trying to leave Dodger Stadium at the end of an event.
That's true.
So I just, but besides from that, I'm just like, did Drake chop her in? Like, I could see that happening.
Oh, interesting. I often wonder this a lot with like the Dodger players. We'll turn a Dodgers game on in the home sometimes. Like, I just grew up watching baseball and it's very soothing. And I think all of the Dodgers, many of them live in like Studio City. And so if you just come in on the 134 to the 101, right? Like, I guess that's how you get there. So it's not that much further I guess you just do the 101, right? All the way.
Yeah. The 101.
So
all the way.
You just keep going on the 101 to Hidden Hills. I mean, it's a straight shot.
It's true. It's true. I just want to note, you reminded me, I follow a great Instagram account that I recommend to you called Dodger Wives. And it's the wives of the Dodgers who are all really tight,
Really good.
Yeah, they're really, and they really like each other, and they post Instagram content together. I mean, after the Dodgers won the World Series last year, I went really, really deep on Corey Seager and his wife, which led me to all the other Dodger wags, and it's a fun ride. Check it out, people.
I also did this during the World Series last year.
Corey Seager's so hot. I'm just like, wow.
It was a lot, and they are just like really, really committed to their Instagram content without shame, and I enjoy it. Anyway, I guess it seems like a nice date.
Yeah, I guess. I would love to go on a date with Drake. I just feel like his showmanship is like, must make you feel really good.
Sure, but this is the natural conclusion of the showmanship. It's like a little forced and you have to wear a costume and you're the only people there. And it just, it's like celebrity's weird. This is like a little alienating, even as it is also like, it would be cool to be at Dodger Stadium. I don't know. Yeah, seems weird.
Sure. Okay. Drake, keep being you. I heard that his Loverboy album is coming this year. And by heard, I mean like read a tweet. I really hope so. I miss Drake. I've been listening to this great playlist Chris Ryan made about 5 years ago of Drake songs called Language. Okay. Drake has so many hits. It's just really, he's just really great. I love Drake.
Very special. And very special to me and our generation.
I miss Drake in general.
I think he'll be back. I think you're right about the album. Though, hey, what's up with Adele's album? I meant to ask you about this. This isn't on the rundown, but like, here we are. I'm asking you because there was a great Page Six item about Adele and Skepta allegedly being spotted at the Cabazon premium outlets, which are the outlets right before you get to Palm Springs. Pretty famous shopping outlets, I would say. There's a Prada, there's a Marni. But they were just spotted there trying on clothes in Prada. And I was like, this is fantastic. I love Adele. I'm happy for her. I'm happy for Skepta. You know, keep thriving, even in the desert. Again, a desert situation, but I would go to the desert and to Prada in the desert with Adele.
Absolutely, I would as well. Adele also had a really cute England Euros Instagram that I that we can come back to when we get to what's going on in England with celebrities, which is a lot. But yeah, I don't know where the Adele album is, but like Adele is definitely kind of like back. And also she's in Los Angeles, which definitely portends like publicity and like other things to come. She lives in Beverly Hills, I believe. So, you know, I'm just excited to to have Adele in my life. I've also been rocking a lot of Adele too. I don't know. I've basically been listening to Mariah Carey, Boyz II Men, Drake, and Adele. So that's where I'm at.
Going back to like your 25 year old roots.
Yeah, basically.
Love it.
Yeah. I've been having a great time.
I support you and your summer.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Psst. Hey, I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh, can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams, too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Let's move on to our next topic.
Okay.
Amanda, yacht season. It's back. After a hiatus last year because of COVID, the celebs have flocked to the boats. They are cruising around the Mediterranean, the Aegean, the Adriatic, and man, it looks like a good time.
Everybody who isn't Drake, Adele, Skepta, or Ben Affleck, or Jennifer Lopez is, and also like really famous with means, seems to be in Europe right now. And particularly in Greece, like a real focus on Greece in the early yacht season. I think that's because Kate Hudson and Goldie Hawn are in Greece and they have like really been parading around for the paparazzi as well. So there's just been like a lot of saturation of that particular family's Greek trip content. But I'm happy for Greece, a beautiful place. Happy for Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde, who were just yachting away, I believe, in Italy.
Yes, they're in Italy.
Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem are in Sardinia. Just as so elegant as you can be.
So high on my list of places to go. Sardinia, I think it might be number one right now for me in Europe.
Okay. Oh, and Magic Johnson's also just been around
Magic's
Greece.
All over. He was in Greece. Seems like he's having a great time. I believe it's just the beginning of Magic Johnson's summer.
Fantastic.
Magic posting his workouts on the yacht, like, is just so incredible. There's no one, we are lucky to have Magic Johnson. It's like the people who I feel lucky to watch their run at life. It's like LeBron James, Brad Pitt, and Magic Johnson. It's just like, it's a class of three. I'm just like, you guys are all doing it so, so right. And Magic's an inspiration. I mean, that guy, he doesn't give up. And he like, no one talks about the fact that he's HIV positive. It's like not even like part of his story anymore. And he's just living his best life on a yacht. I'm so happy for him. It's amazing.
My favorite highlights from Magic's trip to Greece have been when he and his wife just went to like a random church in an island where people can get married. Cookie. Yeah. And it like basically seemed like they were just crashing random people's weddings in Greece. You know, they were just like, we took a boat to this chapel. Like people can get married here. Like, you know, maybe we'll get a pickup wedding. And then the other is for some reason they met up with the founder of Paige Jeans, and he shared that he and Cookie each own at least 20 pairs of Paige Jeans.
They probably have stock in the company. They probably have an ownership stake in the company, right?
Yes. I'm sure they do.
Why else is Magic doing that?
Anyway, every scene behind them looks spectacularly beautiful. I would love to be with all of these people and wealthy on a yacht in Greece. It looks fantastic. They're making it look really great. Fantastic tourism board, you know, sponsorships by all of these people. And I'm glad they're having fun.
What do you think about Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles in particular in their vacation?
I mean, good for them. I guess pretty small boat. It seemed more like they had the boat for the day.
Wow, Amanda, you just shaded them so hard.
It doesn't
pretty
seem...
small boat. Ouch.
What else do you want me to say? It was a small boat. It seemed more like they're staying somewhere in Italy and then like taking the boat for the day as opposed to living on the boat and, you know, taking day trips into the town. Which I don't say that in a snobby way. I think, in fact, I would prefer, if I had all the means in the world and no responsibilities, I would prefer to stay somewhere fancy on land and then have a boat for day trips. Frankly, I get a little seasick and I would just like being on a boat with all the people all the time. There's like nowhere to hide, nowhere to escape. You know, that freaks me out a little.
Oh, I totally agree. I need an escape route at all times. Sure. I don't think I could take Harry Styles seriously if I were dating him. When I see these pictures of him, he's like so Euro and he's got the tattoos and he's just so suave and charming. I would just feel like I was like dating a bit all the time. I can't imagine what it's like. Although obviously I don't know him. Maybe he's got a wonderfully deep personality and an old soul. But I just have a hard time taking him seriously as Olivia Wilde's boyfriend.
I just want to be very clear that I would absolutely have no problem being on a small boat in Italy or the waters nearby with Harry Styles. If it's a bit, if it's not a bit, whatever. I'm open.
Whatever it is you're saying, I'm here for it. Okay.
Sure.
Fair enough. I don't know. There's just something about him.
I know. We should also probably mention there was a GQ cover story starring Jason Sudeikis written by a person I am married to that revealed...
A person. Are you a polygamist?
Zach Baron, my husband, wrote the story. I enjoyed it. I'm obviously super biased. There's a key piece of information in this story. Jason Sudeikis dates the time of the breakup with Olivia Wilde in November 2020, which I just have to say, Juliet, is much later than certain people, aka the Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde camp, had wanted us to believe.
I believe Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde said it was March 2020, if I recall correctly.
Yes. Now, and in the GQ piece, Jason Sudeikis has gone through a lot. Like obviously we all know we read it in the tabloids, but we also watched Ted Lasso.
I'm about to say like, this is such a rom-com of like career peak success and personal life dysfunction. Yes. It is such a, I kind of feel for him. Not that he needs like sympathy, but it's a weird time to be Jason Sudeikis.
Totally. And he is definitely was like expressing that to Zach and it was like very like talking through a lot of things. And aside from the November 2020 date, which is like very concrete and I was like very excited about when I heard about it, he's not like using specifics, but he's clearly still dealing with all of it. And one of the things that he says, and I don't really know how to parse it, he's like talking about how Ted Lasso and like a guy who's going through a divorce kind of ended up mirroring his own life. Mm-hmm. And he's like, but I had the idea for that in 2015. And he's like, you know, and it's like Oprah says, like you secret things, like you must have known that something was coming, or, you know, and I needed to like take response. And so he's like sort of alluding that something was going on or that it's not all her fault. I didn't read it as cheating, but it basically does seem like things were rocky.
Dysfunction, so yeah.
It is possible that like things were not going well for, you know, however many months. And then they finally called it quits in November 2020 because Olivia Wilde had started dating someone who was in the movie that she was filming.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like both things can kind of be true.
I also just want to note a really important thing that just occurred to me.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps their relationship dragged on because of COVID. Because if she's saying March 2020, maybe it was sort of like over, but they had to live together because of the kids and lockdown and stuff. And so maybe it's sort of like, how do you define over?
Right. And kids as well also obviously make it more sensitive, more complicated. And who, you know, when it's over according to who is probably pretty different. But it would seem like the call of like, hey, I'm dating Harry Styles and like I have a date on a boat next summer came in November 2020.
Yeah. I think that's right.
All right.
Good luck to them.
Yeah, everyone's doing okay.
Everyone's doing fine. I mean, like, I'm excited about Ted Lasso season two. That's another one where I just, like, couldn't get into it. And I was like, oh, this is a great show. So I just have to watch on my own time. I don't want to be part of the hubbub. I just want to watch on my own time and form my own opinions.
You and I are completely agreed on this.
Just don't need to read a book right when it's popular either. It's all good.
Actually, at some point, we do need to talk about the plot.
Yes.
We've both read it, but
we'll
everyone
do a
else
extravaganza.
Yeah, but the plot is one that is, believe it or not, plot focused. So read it if you don't want it spoiled for you.
Written by the same woman who wrote the book that The Undoing was based on, which I think is very clear when reading the book.
Yes.
Especially when you get to the end. All righty. We are in Europe. We will stay there, kind of. All eyes on... Yeah, kind of. All eyes on England for the Euro Championships, which England lost in devastating fashion. I had bet a friendly bet on the match, so I was really rooting for England. I lost. And there's been a lot of celebs at the matches. Plus, Wimbledon is also happening, which brings out the celebs as well.
But, yeah, it's over, but it was happening.
It was happening, excuse me. What a delight to have these fancy celebrities in suits and other garb. The royal family, Will, Kate, and Prince George attended the matches at Wembley. George and his father, Will, are noted Aston Villa fans, but they love football like the rest of their countrymen and women. And they got made fun of a lot for how they were dressed and for like being so stiff or whatever. They just were super royal. This is an insult, I guess. They're kind of like transforming into like the Monaco royal family to me, where they're just really pointless, but really famous. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like Will's starting to look like Prince Albert a little bit.
I think that's kind of Charles's plan. And when you think about it, it's probably like slightly, it's probably smart in terms of if you would like to stay a royal family, but, you know, not get yelled at all of the time. It's to be less visible. I think that's the goal. It's also like the Swedish royal family, Danish royal family. I think all the Scandinavian countries have royal families. I know very little about them.
Okay, so my favorite reality show ever on Bravo was Ladies of London. And it featured a member of the Danish royal family, Caroline Fleming. She was incredible. She's one of the best reality characters of all time. She was totally pointless to like politics, but she had like a ridiculous home in Denmark and she dated footballers and like hooked with them.
And I think when England played Denmark, like the Danish royal family was also in attendance in the royal box.
Yeah, I was looking
box
for Caroline. I couldn't find her.
Right. Well, no, I think I was just like the top tier royals. I think anyone who does a reality show then is like not really
not
invited.
Invited.
Yeah. But on the flip side, it's like, oh, okay, you're not going to get that much money from us. So go get a reality show or whatever you need to do. It's a little less formal. So yeah, I think probably in a way pointless is probably what they're going for. Because they think that they'll just kind of be less enslaved. I don't know. Anyway, this small child wore a suit like all the other people. I guess people thought that was weird. I mean, they did make a 7-year-old wear a suit, but he looked happy to be there. I don't know. He lives in palaces. He can handle wearing a suit for 3 hours. It's kind of where I am with it.
Yeah. They seemed like they were having a good time. I mean, they love sport. So Kate loves sport too. I actually just don't know about her football affiliations, but you know, when the Olympics were in London, she was all about it. And we know she's sporty. So they were there. David Beckham just looking incredible. Bex just crushing it. He looked phenomenal. Him and Ed Sheeran were seated near each other. Amanda, have you watched the video for Habit, Bad Habits by Ed Sheeran?
I have not.
I can't think of anything you're going to hate more. Please watch it and report back.
Okay, great. That's my favorite kind of assignment. David Beckham was one of the key people who went from the Wimbledon championships straight to Wembley. And he is like a fixture at Wimbledon. And this is another thing, just on the suits. For whatever reason, I guess, you know, because the Brits are stuck up or whatever, famous people who go to Wimbledon and who go to these international soccer events, they always dress up. Like they are wearing suits. They're wearing, like, the box is always very formal. But Beckham, like, really takes it to another level. He looked fantastic.
He really did. I think he looks better than he ever has before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's just crushing it. I mean, this is the point at which I have to say, as I had many times, I did a spin class with him once and he looked so hot. He's really good at SoulCycle.
I hope so.
He's a very disappointing if he fellow. Were
just like not athletic. I mean, you want him to be the best in the room at SoulCycle.
He was. And he was the front row center. So he knew it. I mean, he's David Beckham. Of course he knows it.
The other person who went from Wimbledon straight to Wembley or not straight to, I don't know. I hope you got a nap because it's a long day. Tom Cruise.
Yes, Tom Cruise. With his girlfriend, Hayley Atwell, alleged girlfriend.
Alleged. Even when the Daily Mail is even putting it in like quotes to be like, we don't know. It really does sort of seem like she's a co-star in the upcoming Mission Impossible movie. And so it seems like they just like let them out of Mission Impossible quarantine for a couple of days and they got to go to Wimbledon. And then he went on to Wembley to the final. Great for him. He like randomly got several standing ovations at Wimbledon. Like people just started clapping for Tom Cruise, which
why the not? English probably love Ethan Hunt. I just feel like that's probably really high on their list of action heroes.
Okay.
Who doesn't love Tom Cruise? I know he's a really complicated figure when you really dig into it, but as an actor, everyone only says the best things about him. He's been in so many wonderful movies. I can't believe the man's almost 60 years old. And that actually makes me feel older than like anything else that's happened to me recently.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
It was just nice to have him back. You know, he's been like such a fixture of certainly our movie lives and then went through just a very strange period that is perhaps continuing. But quarantine wise, I hadn't really seen him except for the one video he made about going to see Tenet in a movie theater wearing a mask.
And also
a minute and a half promo for Tenet.
The viral audio that was leaked of him freaking out about COVID.
Sure. We are the gold standard. You can't speak to people that way at work. But it was quite a Tom Cruise moment. So this was like his reemergence as a movie star. And it was like pretty funny. He just went full throttle. I think he went to both the women's final and the men's final at Wimbledon. And then he went to Wembley. He was just like, cool, sign me up. This is my press junket. I'm just going to wear a suit and wave at everyone. I'll take it.
What a time for Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
It's great. I love it. I'm excited about like the next Mission Impossible. I haven't even seen all of them, but I heard
Top Gun 2, Juliet. Don't forget about it. Oh, I know. God. Yeah.
Oh, the Miles Teller renaissance. I can't wait. Who are you most excited for in Top Gun 2? Here are your options.
Mm-hmm.
Miles Teller.
I know the answer already.
Glenn Powell. Is that the answer?
Yeah, of course. Glenn
Powell. John Hamm. Who are the female leads of Top Gun 2?
I don't know. Not why I'm watching it.
I think that Jennifer Connelly might be in it. I'm going to check right now just to know. But I'm really excited. That movie's coming back. It's coming out, finally. Jennifer Connelly's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Great. All right, I'm really excited. Maybe I'll go to the movies.
Yeah, it's not coming out till the fall, but
I can't wait
for the Top Gun theme to be blasting at top volume in a giant movie theater. Sign me up.
All right, let's move on. Last topic of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Bennifer check-in. Bennifer V1 2.0.
Okay.
Still going strong. A lot of time spent at Universal Studios.
Just a lot of time. So Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez were spotted there with, I believe, Jennifer Lopez's two children and Ben Affleck's son. And they were like, you know, visiting the Minion and doing all of like the Universal Studios tour stuff. This was before Ben and Jen then flew to the Hamptons for 4th of July and were photographed in the matching pants. I really liked the pants. I thought they looked nice.
They both look great.
Right. And then a week later, Ben Affleck was spotted at Universal Studios at the City Walk with two of his children and Jennifer Lopez's daughter, I believe. My thing to you, to get back to commuting in Los Angeles, Ben Affleck lives in Brentwood. They were also photographed at, you know, his number one haunt, Brentwood Country Mart. Ben Affleck is the mayor and president of the Brentwood Country Mart.
There's a great Starbucks there he loves.
But it's not Brentwood to Universal Studios. Like, it's not that easy. It's not like your local movie
it's
theater.
Two highways. It's the 405 to the 101. It's traffic central.
And let me tell you, that 405 to 101 merge is just like not something you ever want to be a part of. There's no time of day when it's going to go well for you. So I'm just like, why is he spending so much time at Universal Studios? What, like, who is paying them? What is he put, like, I can't think of a business deal, like, as all of his upcoming movies, as I understand it, are with Warner Brothers. So I don't know what's going on. Why?
Maybe someone's shooting something nearby in Studio City.
I mean, it could be. And maybe
it doesn't make sense. Also, is it
like Minions?
I'm not a parent. I haven't been divorced. I haven't even been married. So I don't really, and not speaking for experience, but like as just a feeling human, it really makes me upset that the kids just sort of get thrown into this stuff. And like, I hope they like each other. I don't know. I have to just think there's like a lot of whiplash and confusion that comes from having like one set of potential step siblings to another set so quickly and also being photographed together. And I just find it like weird and upsetting, and I just don't like it.
I mean, I agree with you. I think like just the kids and paparazzi and the amount of attention that like we give to all of these things, which I do, like, listen, I know everywhere that they've been, I'm part of the problem, but it's one thing when it's grown-ups who get paid to do it, and particularly grown-ups who seem to have some awareness of it, which I do think Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez know how this works. Mm-hmm. So
they definitely do.
And then, but it's another when it's just suddenly like kids going to lunch with their parents and you're like, I feel bad about this. On the flip side, Universal Studios is a place that you're going to get photographed. So again, just maybe the kids are just like Harry Potter diehards, right? Cause that's where the Harry Potter like theme park
Give
is.
Me that butter beer. And maybe they don't even know that's alcoholic. It might be.
Really want? I don't think it is. I don't know though. Maybe they just really want to go to Universal Studios, and they're like used to the fact that their parents are famous, and like you know whatever they go with it. But I agree. I feel bad. It just must be disorienting. You're right. It must be totally disorienting to have things change this quickly, and then just like have people like taking pictures of you while you're eating your Wetzel's pretzel.
I've never had a Wetzel's pretzel.
I think I have. I mean, it's similar to an Auntie Anne's, you know?
I don't
it's
that
like,
either.
Really? Oh, I guess you didn't really grow up going to malls, huh?
Yeah.
No. So the Auntie Anne's were the pretzels in the malls in Atlanta where I went to the mall. And you could get the free samples. Really good. It's just, you know, soft, sweet dough or salty dough. I recommend them. But I also something you probably want to do in private. So I don't know.
Well, on that note, we hope everyone enjoys their Wetzel's pretzels in private, whether it's, you know, at the mall or at home, just someplace where you're not being photographed against your will. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks to Isaiah Blakely for producing this episode. And we'll be back next week.